history, Klal Yisrael lived through many shvere tkufos. Maybe we are not versed in our history enough to know of the massacres on a daily basis that Klal Yisrael lived through. Just to name the Kufis of the Crusades, which town after town after town, Shchites of Kedeshim, Kedesh Elyon, Rishonim recount what happened to them, how their families were killed in front of their eyes. And Klal Yisrael went on. We are not used to it. For us it's a chiddush. For us it's something out of the ordinary. And we don't know how to take it. We are lacking the skills. How to react. How not to react is very simple. How to react is hard to know and hard to learn. But more Nagoyin Rabban Leib Shlita said over that he knew a Yid. Learned in Slabotka, who heard from Rav Tali Amsterdam, who heard from his Rebbe, Rabbi Israel, that when there happens a tragedy suddenly, 3 days he didn't have to learn Musa. Because that was his Musa Sefer. Rabbi Isai, we had a Musa Seder mitten Beirai Lam Alein. We learned Bechavrusa with the Beirai Lam Musa. The Beirai Lam Kaviyachal came down and learned with all of us Musa. Over Rabbi Aleib said the Musa of Amisa Pesayim is helped for Rabbi Israel. Who learned Musar daily. Who daily worked on himself. Learned Musar with his pilus. To change himself. To write shtika from himself. Then, when the Yad Hashem strikes, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam comes down and talks to you. It's a Musa Seder that lasts for 3 days that doesn't need Musa afterwards. But if we live without change and without Musa and without working on ourselves, says the Maran Rabban Leib, it's hard for us to take these actions and read in them the right Musa. So we react in all different ways. Others blame the authorities too lax. Others will find other political reasons. Rabbeisai, it's goyvel and kfira. It's goyvel and kfira. We're maminim, b'nei maminim, believe in the Heilige Bashefer, that everything is the Ribbeinu Shel Olam. There are no powers to be that can stop him. There are no powers to be that can change things. tshuva, tfila, tztoka, ma virin es roya gzeira. Asara mishpotim can't change the gzeira. Aresh HaMedina can't change the gzeira. And an Arab can't change the gzeira. Alf no de Bereilam. The minute we get involved in politics, and the minute we get involved in ulterior motives and reasons why things happen, not only have we closed the Rabbeinu Shlomo's Musa Sefer, we have veered from our Emunah. And we are veered from realizing that there is Ashgacha on everything that happens on this world. The Pasuk says, Eil Zayim Bechol Yem. The Shem Keil is a Shem Achesed. In Pasuk it says so. Chesed Keil Kol Hayim. Yud Gimel Midas, Kael Rachum Vechanum, Kael Zoyim B'chol Yoyim, tell us Chazal, Rega, there's a Rega every day, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Kaviyochol, is Zoyim. Why does it say Kael? Moran Rabban Leib asks this question and answers something that's much, much above us, but it's within our grasp. And when the bar is within our grasp, one can catch the bar and pick himself up. When the bar is too high, you can jump and maybe reach it, but you can't pick yourself up to it. I think this bar is higher than all of us. But maybe we can together pick ourselves up and grab the bar and stay there. The biggest chesed that the Rebbeinu Shalom does with us, Zokt Rabban Leib, when the Eibishti is Zoyim Grachman Litzlan and brings me this Hadin, that we should wake up, we should hear the Musar Hashem, we should hear such Musar that for 3 days we don't have to open Mesilas Yesharim. Das is Keil, das is Chesed from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Dvarim Neiroim Ad Mi'et. Only somebody who sees it can say it. The Eibishter is a Yedea Machshavis. The Eibishter knows all of us and knows exactly what we all need to wake up. And the Eibishter wants to wake us up from a deep slumber, from a deep sleep, that we should try to wake up and realize the star by the Olam of the world. And the Eibishter sent us a very loud and strong wake-up call. And if we realize that wake-up call as the Eibishter's geretzuns, we don't need any nechama. The Heilige Chasam Sofer points out in Parshas Vayichukosai in the Teuchecha, at the end of the Teuchecha, the Apsukei Nechama. In Parshas Kisavei, there are no Ksukei Nechama at the end. A question which is raised already by Kadmeinim. Zog the Heilige Chasam Sofer Dvarim Niflaim Rabbi Yisai. In Parshas Bechukai Yisai, it says in Ksukim, never the Rebbeinu Shel Olam's name. All the Ksukim talk about is carry im teuchu im ibe carry you go with me with mikra. A teuchecha, which you don't realize that it's the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. You need nechama. because there's nothing to find Nechamein. In Parshas Kisavoy that it says once and again the Rebbeinu Shalom's name, you realize that the Teich is coming from Kutche Berichu. You realize that the Eibishter read, there is no need of the Heilige Chsabseifer for Nechama. But the Rebbeinu Shalom read, what do you need Nechama for? Kael, Chesed Kael, Zoyim B'chal Yoyim, Kirega Be'apei. The Gemara uses that pasuk to tell you that the Rebbeinu Shalom is Zoyim B'chal Yoyim. I don't know if it says anywhere this Taich, obviously Dvarim Pshutim Rabbi Yisai. Kirega Be'apei, that rega of Af that we saw this week, those few regoim of Af that we saw this week, and I hope nobody ever saw it in their life and won't see it in their life, because it only destroys our irrigation when we see it live and we see the pictures. There's no need for it. That's only emotions that take away the emeskite from it. Kirega biyapai, that rega that we saw charein af of the Eibishter, you know why? Chayim b'ritzeinai. The Ratzon of the Eibishter was that we should live. We should wake up and become Chayim. That Charein Af was for us, that we should have Chayim, that we should have life, that we should become living people. We should go away from the Olam HaMisa and become Olam HaChayim. Kirega B'yapay. That's for one reason, Valchayim Birtzeinai. The Rebbeinu Shalom brought that rega of Charein Af. Because his Ratzon is that we should live. Avachayim Amitim. The Emtze Chayim, the Chayim of the Rebbeinu Shalom calls Chayim. Yatem Advekim. Bashem Elikeichem. That's Chayim Kulchem Ayim. There's no other Chaim. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam took away Kedeshim v'Teherim, Gedele Olam in Torah, Gedele Olam in Aveda. Talis and Tefillin. 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 One of the taichin in the word tefillin is from the Lashon Naftuli Niftalti, from the Lashon of Dveikus. When Abitzikul, Pshevoske, Zeche Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha, put on tefillin by the Heilige Shinya V'Rav, the Shinya V'Rav told him, when you put on the tefillin Shal Yad, people count in their mind, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. You shouldn't count in your mind numbers. V'atem hadveikim b'ashem elekeichem chayim kulchem ayim. Now this is tefillin. V'atem hadveikim b'ashem elekeichem. Dveikus in the Eibishte. Skashrus terbei ra'ilam. Keshet to the Heilige Bashefer. Chayim kulchem ayim. Tefillin, the Gemara says, brings chayim. Dveikus in the Eibishte. In that matzav of dveikus. That matzav of dveikus in the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Mekusher in tefillin to the Heilige Bashefer. That matzif came a barbarian and murdered a dovuk b'ashem. Why? How? How can a barbarian walk over to someone that's dovuk b'ashem? Dovuk b'ashem connected to Chaim. connected to true Chaim. Then could come the tom in a hand from an Arab, a Rahman al Slam, kill him. Avada nisht. Because to our eyes it looked like murder. But the truth is, the neshama traveled to Olam HaChayim. To our eyes it looked like an Arab hurt somebody. To our eyes it looked like murder. But the truth is, as Chayim Kulchem Hayim, the question still raises why. We don't know why. We have no idea why. But one thing is sure, that the Eibishter shows us things that we should learn. We should learn. And maybe our connection to the Eibishter needs some kind of change. Maybe we are not plugged in right. Maybe the Va'atem Advekim is not in the right place. Maybe the Atem Advekim is not Dovid Bashem Elekeichem. Maybe we are connected, Rachman al Tzlom, to other things. And maybe the Dveikim Bashem Elekeichem is not Dovuk the way it should be. Maybe that Dveikus is missing. Maybe that Dveikus isn't the way it should be. And that's what we have to think about. Where our Va'atem Advekim Bashem Elekeichem is. How do we become Dovuk to the Ribbono Shel Olam? And not Dovuk to other things. We all know the English expression, glued to the screen. Maybe we are glued to a lot of other screens instead of being glued L'Hashem Elokeichem. Maybe it's the wrong place to talk about it, but the message should go out. I don't understand if there's such awakening of what the world thinks of us and the hate of the Ace of Saint Eliyakiv. How in the world can a Bachar, a younger man, Tuesday night sit and watch a game played by Seine Yisrael the day before they butchered the Yidden? You sit glued watching their games. That's who you sit glued to? After CNN reported two Arabs killed in a mosque, instead of four Yidden killed in a Beis Medrash, that's the news that you believe when they write against Yidden and you carry around the news that it's true? We are glued to the news of the world, to the schmutz of the world, to the blogs of the world. And that glue doesn't let us be Va'atem Advekim Bashem Elokeichem Chaim Kulchem Hayim. These Kedoshim V'Torim went to a Makom which Chazal HaMavtich, the Kedoshim V'Torim, had nothing to do with us. There were kabbonis to wake us up, to unglue ourselves from the world, which is not an easy job. When something gets stuck with crazy glue, to disconnect it is not easy, Rabbi Yitzhai. It might even cost some skin to come off of you when you have to unglue yourself from the world. It might cost a lot of mesiras nefesh, and pulling away might cause a lot of pain. But you can't be glued there and glued to the Eibishter. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. And the Eibishter wants one thing from us. Chaim, Chaim, live, connect yourself to him. Das will the Rebbeinu Shalom for me, and das will the Rebbeinu Shalom for dir, and das will the Rebbeinu Shalom for Klal Yisrael. A talis godel. Why do we wear a talis godel by davening? You put on a talis cotton in the morning. There's a day in Shulchan Aruch that you yoytze with talis and afterwards tefillin by the talis cotton. So why do you need a talis godel for if you yoytze already with the talis cotton? It says in Levush, Talmud of the Ramah and Simen Ches, that the reason why we wear a talis godel by davening is mishum tznius v'acha. We wear a talis godel by davening because when a person takes and is misatif himself, he wraps himself in a talis, he's a tznua, he's covered. And he's muchna for the Rebbeinu Shalom, he has busha for the Eibishter, he has achna for the Rebbeinu Shalom, he has anova to himself. That's why we wear a talis godel by davening. As I state in Levush and Simeches, is there a generation that suffers more from lack of tznius and achno? And I'm not talking about tznius by noshim. I'm talking about tznius by us. Tznius. Hatznei alech esem alekecha. To live a life of bashedenkeit. To live a life of not sticking out. To live a life of not being noticed. Das ist a talis. Nobody sees me. I'm wrapped in the talis. Nobody knows me. Nobody sees how I daven. Nobody sees what I'm doing. Bittl, achno, the whole ani becomes wrapped. There's no person more, there's no goof more, it's one long piece. Das da talis, sadishtetin alevush. Maybe we were sent a very clear message, talis and tefillin. Tefillin, we spoke about veikus. But maybe the talis is even yet more important. The lack of tznius, the lack of achna, the lack of bittul, the lack of not being noticed by people. The lack of, I am the one who has to do things. I'm the one who has to do it. Not being zinin, the Ribbeinu Shel Olam, and the Kvod Shamayim, nothing to do with me. The talis is the bittle of the ani. The bittle of me. There's no me. There's no goof here anymore. You don't see a goof. Proof of it is in the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel Melechus Ishus. When the Rambam talks about the tznius of a isha, when she goes out in the street, the Rambam says she should be misatif kitalis. As I state in Lashon HaRambam, that she shouldn't be noticed, her goof shouldn't be noticed, shouldn't see a goof. That's the object of a talis that covers Reshe Verubei. And that's the object of davening with a talis, that it shouldn't be noticed. It's not a me. I belong to Klal Yisrael. I'm not an entity for myself. Busha, Anova, Tznius, they're all the same. Talis and Tefillin were violated by Arabs. Dvorim that don't have any pshat, api pshatus, that the Arabs should be able to even touch a person mu'utif betalis and Tefillin. But if we're lacking the tachlis of the talis in Klal Yisrael, if the anova and the achnoa and the bittul is missing, everything is dani, everything is the way I understand it, everything is the way I want to do it, I'm not machnia myself, and the tznius is missing, the midas habusha is missing. Not, we're not talking about practical tznius now, we're talking about the objective of tznius, busha, bashedenkeit, atznei alecha simelekecha. Then the Kiddush Elyon are touched in Talis and Tefillin, are touched when the Mu'utif B'Talis and Tefillin, to teach us that the Talis and Tefillin are not whole. That we have to change in our Midas of Achna, we have to change in our Tznius, in our Busha. And true, there's a message in there for the Noshim Tzadkonius of Klal Yisrael that the Midas Atznius needs a big tikkun. Because the talus that the Rambam says that Isha has to wear is something that they don't even understand that that's part of the inyan of Tznius. Rabbi Yisai, the Eibish descent, and nearly they could wake up call. Something that we are not used to. We don't know how to eat it, we don't know how to take it, we don't know how to react to it. The Doris of the Crusades, the Doris of Tach B'Tat, the Doris, even the Doris of Shmad, even the Doris of 1939 to 1945, were Gedele Olam, that were able to teach how to take the day and day in and day out of Yisurim. For us, it's hard for us to fathom. Oh, but one thing is sure, Rabbi Yisai, it didn't happen there. It didn't happen there. And it didn't happen to them. It happened here and it happened to me. If that's not going to be clear to us, then the message is lost. They were only our kavanos. They were only a symbol for us. But it happened to every one of us. And it didn't happen in Hanov. And it didn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. But here in America, I'm sure I don't have to worry about it. I don't need protection. Here everything's okay. Because me and then a Yidden, and what happens to a Yidden, the other end of the world means me. It means me, it means where I am, just like it means them, and just like it happened to them. And when we realize that, we'll realize that we have to pick ourselves up and raise ourselves. Raise ourselves to a different life. To be able to say no to the world. Say no what the world has to offer. The nisyanis of our world are plentiful. The nisyanis of the workplace are beyond imagination. The nisyanis of the streets are rachmana litzlan. The nisyanis of the web, I don't have to talk about because everybody knows it. The Eibishter gave us something to help us, pull ourselves out from all these things that are pulling us down and pull ourselves in the other direction. But the move can't be a slow one, and the move can't be one that gets forgotten after a few days. The shock of what happened has to last. Shock treatment. When a person needs shock treatment, that means his heart is in trouble. Our hearts are in trouble because our geshem are in trouble. We have lost our sensitivities of what's right and what's wrong. And our hearts are tuned in to things that are not the Ratzon Hashem. So the Eibishter gave us shock treatment to wake up our hearts. And everybody knows that when a person gets shock treatment, you can't give him a shock treatment too many times. Because the heart becomes too weak to take a shock once and take a shock again and take a shock again. The Eibishter was mezakeh us. The Chazda Yizbarach, as we learned from Ramon and Rabban Leib, with a matana of Zam, because he wants us to have Chaim. He wants us to wake up. He wants us to respond to the shock treatment. Let us together. Ishes Re'eyu Yazeru La'achev Yayim Echazak. Let us take ourselves as a tzibur. Let's take ourselves one in the other and be mechazik ourselves. Everybody knows what he has to pick himself up with. Whether the Atem Advekim Bashem Elekeichem is in Limudatera, because Va'atem Hashem Elekeichem is Begematria Mikri Mishne Gemara. Through them Gimel Chalkei HaTorah, so Oyin Tlisa, through Mikri Mishne Gemara, that's how you become Va'atem Advekim Bashem Elekeichem. That's one thing that needs a tikkun, more Gemara, more Mishne, more Mikra, Talmud Bavli is Bavul, Bavul, Mikulon. To learn Torah Gdosha with the ganze ganzkeit. The Vatim Hashem Elekeichem to lift tefillin dik from the morning till at night. We don't go tefillin the whole day, but we need a reishim of tefillin the whole day. And Tayre Benos Yisrael, you also wear tefillin. Your tefillin are the big day tznius. Just like when a person with tefillin is veroke, kalami earth, kishem Hashem nikra lecha. When a Yiddish Bas Yisrael walks down the street and nobody can make a mistake, and everybody sees the kedusha v'tara of her levush, is veroke, kalami earth, kishem Hashem nikra lecha. Just like by tefillin. And it's good in vata madveikim, Hashem elekeichem chaim kulchem ayim. Let's take ourselves one and another and be mechazik ourselves to say no to the world, to say no to the taivus of the world, to say no to all the things that make ourselves glue ourselves to the world. Let's take off our faces that are pasted to the window of the world, looking out what the world has to offer. Let's not glue ourselves to that window, the show window of the world, and see what they have to offer and what they have to give us. Let's glue ourselves with glue that can be removed. A glue to the Heilige Bashefer. A glue that's a nitzchistic glue. And elevate ourselves more and more, because there's no end to how much we can pick ourselves up. And whoever knows who these Kedesh and Vitayrim are, knows very well that a person can grow and grow and grow and reach heights that we can't even imagine the heights that he could reach. So let us emulate them. Let us tonight make an achlata, to make an about face, instead of heading downward, heading upward, closer to Hashem and more closer to Hashem. And we'll be zeichet to see with our own eyes. When Hashem will be megala to us, that everything is teiv. And the Eibishter will bring the megula b'meira b'yameinu, and we'll see the whole teiv of galus, of all the redifes, of all the shchites, of all the things that were so terrible and horrific. We'll see that it was only chesed keil, it was only the chesed of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. May we all be zeichet to be there that day. And the more amuna we have that it's chesed, and the more we pick up our amuna that it's everything is the Ribbono Shel, everything means the Ribbono Shel, our good, the more we'll be mamshechit, and the more we'll be zeichet to see it with our own eyes, b'meira b'yameinu.
The Rav bought svarim that he wrote on tefillin, Kedushas tefillin, the outside, the $8 a piece.